Welcome to the Michael Jolly Edition's K47H Listening Sessions. This is Bill Pearson in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us. For part two of the K47H Listening Sessions, I headed over to the Vocal Asylum, where we enjoined the services of Vanessa and Mike to sing for us. Please note that each clip is a different performance of the same material, and that levels have been analyzed and adjusted to give each microphone a fair shot. First up is Vanessa singing into a U67. Note the warm Neumann sound and the texture that is unique to this microphone alone. It's not a surprise that the U67 is one of the most revered and cherished vocal mics on the planet.
It's impossible to love you if you don't let me know what you're feeling. Yeah.
Although not a tube mic like the U67, the K47H still shares that warm mid-range focus that Neumann mics are known for. Here's the K47H.
It's impossible to love you if you don't let me know what you're feeling. Yeah.
Breathy vocals are one aspect of a mic's performance, but let's see how the mics fare when they start getting pushed harder. First up, the U67.
For me to give you what you need, oh, if you're always hiding from me. Oh.
It's interesting to note how the Tube 67 compresses the high frequencies of the vocal differently than the FET-based K47H. Listen with me now to the K47H.
For me to give you what you need, oh, if you're always hiding from me. Oh.
Well, that was an interesting comparison. For my ears, the K47H remains more neutral up top during these big power sections, even though it does present itself with a little loss of air during those gorgeous ballad sections earlier in the song. Certainly, one mic does not fit all, and it's up to us as engineers to choose the one that best complements the singer and the song. Next up, we're going to listen to Mike. He'll be singing on a Wagner U47, what many microphone aficionados believe to be the only accurate contemporary representation of the classic U47 sound. Here we go.
Set 'em up, Joe, for me and all my friends. Another round for everyone is money well spent. And though I know you probably think that I've had a bit too much, I don't think you understand my string of bad luck. 'Cause all I ever wanted slipped right through my hands.
The Wagner 47 is warm and gorgeous. I don't think you'll find any sibilance there. But for my own personal taste, on this song, on this singer, it sounds a little covered to me. I think I'd find myself reaching for the EQ pretty quick. Let's see what the K47H sounds like on mic.
Set 'em up, Joe, for me and all my friends. Another round for everyone is money well spent. And though I know you probably think that I've had a bit too much, I don't think you understand my string of bad luck. 'Cause all I ever wanted slipped right through my hands.
Not bad. For my tastes, the lean, muscular sound of the K47 helped Mike up top. Just enough air up there to cut through a busy track, although it lacks that big euphonic vibe of a tube mic. And yet, in the size category, it still stays big like the Wagner mic. I love that on his voice. In this situation, I think it's a toss-up. Use the Wagner and EQ it, or choose the K47H. Thanks for joining us on these K47H comparison sessions. We hope that you'll download the clips below and do more experimentation and listening on your own. Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll listen to some acoustic guitar clips.